It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3 rolling through your Tuesday morning, and it's time for the PAC Spotlight. Bart Lovins is here, director of the Hardin County Schools Performing Arts Center. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. We're off and running today.
You guys got a busy, busy, busy schedule today, and the PAC is hopping with all kinds of productions.
Well, you know, it's a common mistake that people make, assuming that we shut down in the summer like the schools. But so many of the Hardin County School buildings, facilities, people are year-round, such as us. And one of the big things we do over the summer is help Youth Theater of Hardin County. They rent our space every summer for their big show. I think they're going on near 50 years
this
now.
This is 51
51,
years.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so Oklahoma is the presentation this year. That's a personal favorite of mine.
Why is that?
Grew up in Oklahoma.
Ah.
And we liked that musical so much, we just took that title song and made that the state song.
I have a really hard time just saying Oklahoma. I always just go, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Yes, yes.
With a long O, yeah.
Yes. I know many of the songs from that because I've seen that so many times. It's actually a really great musical.
It was the last show I did with Youth Theater when I grew up here.
Wow.
And then I was one of the first professional jobs I ever had was a production of Oklahoma in Galveston, Texas. Outdoor, real horses. It was really cool. And then I directed an outdoor production of it. And so coming back around again, it's really kind of fun to see
That's
all these
awesome.
Different versions. Yeah.
Yeah. And to see the fact that it's still such a beloved thing that so many people are drawn to is really cool.
Speaking of beloved,
let's have it.
One of the most beloved characters in the show, Ado Annie. We have this summer's Youth Theater Ado Annie. Reese Thompson is here with us. Today is our spotlight.
Good morning, Miss Reese. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
So you decided to take this part on, which is a huge role. What drew you to the production?
Well, our choir teacher at North Hardin is the music director here. So she really advocated for a lot of us to join Youth Theater. And this year specifically, I've really gotten into musical theater, so I really just wanted to join and get more opportunities to be in the arts, I guess.
So when you say encouraged, it was more like Twisted Arms?
Not really. She just kind of posted a poster outside her door and told us when the dates were and just showed up.
So is this the role you wanted? Is this
yes.
The,
so
you
yes.
This is the role every girl wants.
Yeah, of course. So what is the other things that we would have seen you in at the PAC over the last couple of years?
Well, I've only been in last year, North Hardin Choir's Frozen Junior. I was Finn in that. And then we did Cinderella, and I was Portia, who's one of the stepsisters.
Awesome. So future plans, what do you got in store next?
Well, I think right now my plan is to go into education. Both my parents are teachers, so it kind of just falls onto us now. So I think that's where I'm at right now.
That sounds great. That sounds great. What do you think your strongest thing is with musical theater? I mean, there's so many aspects. What do you think's the part that makes you stand out?
I think my best part is singing. It just has always come pretty easy to me. And over the past year, singing every day in choir has really helped me get to the level I am now.
Love it. All right, so Bart, when can people come and see Oklahoma?
Priest, what are those dates again?
July 14th, 15th, 16th, and July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Plenty of opportunities.
And tickets are on sale now at thepac.net, as are tickets for The Secret Garden, and all the rest of our season events will go on sale in August.
And you guys have got a bunch of shows coming up that I'm very excited to see.
Animaniacs, October.
I love it, love it, love it. That is the PAC Spotlight with Bart Lovins, and thank you to our special guest, Reese Thompson, for being our spotlight this morning. And we are Quixie 98.3.